So, hello, and welcome to Hopscotch World.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm Jim.
I'm Bill.
And this is our New Year's.
It is our New Year's edition of Hopscotch. It is after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's been pretty entertaining. I think it's been a pretty good Christmas. I think the kids
had a very, very nice Christmas. It was a big Christmas all around, I believe.
I think so.
It was pretty big when I walked in over here Christmas night.
It was hard to walk around here on Christmas Day, wasn't it? I think Santa Claus took two or three trips to our house on Christmas.
Yeah, I think you're
so
right.
So it seemed, anyways.
Yeah.
We have Jacob with us once again. And Jake, what do you think? Was it a pretty good Christmas?
Yeah.
So you got some good stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right.
And by the way, thank you. My Christmas gift was wonderful. I have not opened it, but that'll be one for a podcast.
I mean, a little spoiler alert for the future. We have tasted that whiskey in the past.
It's the Canadian blended rye, and it's wonderful. Wiser's, it's called.
We had a party at a friend's house, and I think we had 12 whiskeys.
Right, a whiskey party. Yeah, and that was one of the first ones.
That was one of my favorites from the 12. And there were some very good. I mean, we had a Mortlach in there.
Yeah, right. That's
so
the one you brought. Yeah.
There were some very good whiskeys.
I brought a Green Spot. We tasted another Irish that we'll do for.
And a Grand Old Parr blend.
That was the one that led the party. Yeah.
And it was surprisingly good. So we've had this bottle of bourbon in reserve.
Right.
And funny we should call it Reserve, because it's the Jefferson's Reserve. It's a high-end bottle of bourbon, I would say. It's, around the $50 range.
Oh, this is an expensive one.
Yep. So we'll, I think we should give it a try and see our way of ringing in the new year, right? I think we've got a few things lined up. We got a couple of different, we have at least one scotch, another type of whiskey, maybe a few beers to bring in the spring. So I think we've got a good busy schedule.
I'd say we're pretty well set for 2015.
I think we have a bit of an inventory.
Yes.
And we have
plans for other things that we don't yet have in stock. So
exactly.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to enjoy this. This is a nice looking bottle. It's an old flask style bottle with a knob cork on top.
Right.
It's fancy script on the top under Jefferson's Reserve.
Uh-huh.
It's a nice looking old bottle. It says very old, straight bourbon whiskey, very small batch is what it says on the bottle. So it doesn't really tell you what the age is other than it's very old. Our last whiskey podcast, that very old is very good.
Right.
Because the 20 plus blew the doors off of most any other scotch we had drank.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to see if we get the same effect from the very old reserve whiskey.
Right. Now, as was established when we reviewed the Bullet Frontier Bourbon, I'm not as much of a bourbon connoisseur as you. That being one of the few bourbons I've ever had, that Frontier was amazing. But that's a unique one. That was a spicy.
I've had a few different spicy bourbons that are similar to that. I think cinnamon is a preferred ingredient in some of the bourbons.
Uh-huh, right.
Because a lot of the ones I've tried have had a cinnamon blend and hint of spicy type flavor to it. The back of this bottle says number 1691 of 2400 bottles. Proof of authenticity, batch number 212. Very small batch. So let's pop the cork. Jim?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that nose is nice, isn't it?
It's a very smooth scent.
Is that a little bit of spice perhaps to it?
Yeah. A little iodine-y.
A little bit, but there's a sweetness to it as well.
Yes, I was just going to say, but it's a very, very sweet scent to it.
Leave it to me to find the sweetness.
Yes, you do tend to gravitate towards sweet things. I can't really get any sort of strong flavor out of it. There's not like a big floral scent to it or a heavy spice scent to it. It's kind of cool to the nose,
right.
a little iodine-y.
Yeah, yeah. Let's give it a shot. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year.
Oh, that is nice.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. So smooth.
Mm. It's smooth. It's almost silky. Mm-hmm. A slight amount of...
sweet up front.
Mm-hmm. And again, there is that spicy bite to it.
But it's subtle. It's...
It's more on the finish than on the flavor.
Actually, the finish I feel on my tongue.
Right? Yeah.
On the sides toward mm-hmm. the back.
Yeah. And it's a nice warmth. This is your style of whiskey.
Yeah. Actually, the warmth isn't as pronounced as I thought it would
there's
be.
There's no burn, but there's it's a lingering warmth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's not it doesn't hit you right up, but it stays with you a while. This is a nice whiskey.
This is terrific.
Yeah. Mm. It's actually cool to the taste initially.
Yeah, it hits your tongue cool. And we didn't chill this. It's at room temperature.
It is at room temperature. Wow. I mean, this is a smooth whiskey. It's sweet to the taste. It's got a creamy blend to it.
Right.
Wow. And, you know, I can't even describe the sweetness. You know, sometimes you can say it's like a caramel or a honey or, you know, but this is just subtly sweet.
And it's complex. The different flavors that hit your palate at different times. As you said, cool up front, a little bit of sweet, a little bit of spice after you've swallowed it. It hits your tongue spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And not overly so. It's actually kind of subdued, kind of gentle.
Yeah, this is as complex a bourbon as I've ever tasted.
And, you know, I've said this about other things that weren't scotches, but it kind of drinks like a single malt scotch.
I was just going to say the same thing. It's very scotch-like in its subtleties.
Right, right.
It has a... but it's got that bourbon spice to it.
So all bourbon has that kind of spice?
No. Most of the bourbons I drink have some sort of spice to them. Bourbon, you know you're drinking bourbon. Mm-hmm. For the most part, the bourbons I drink, I'll throw a couple ice cubes in there to temper them a little bit, cool them off, and add a little bit of water and, you know... Because there's a bitter bite to many bourbons, and this doesn't have that, though. Mm-hmm. So that's why this has got that scotch-like quality, right, where you don't have that bourbon bitter,
mm-hmm.
you know? But it's,
well, that's what I think of whenever I had bourbon before, that it had some kind of a nasty... Of course, it was probably very bad rock gut kind of...
Well, here's the thing. That's a quality of bourbon. It's kind of like, you know, you go back to the whole American ideal versus the more refined British, where, you know, Scotch is sophisticated and Scotch is, you mm-hmm. know, subtle. And Americans are rugged and individualistic and...
Brash.
Yeah. A little bit of dirt and grit is what you get out of an American.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just uncivilized. You don't see that on the fox hunt.
Different takes on different whiskeys.
Right. See, I still don't get a lot off the nose. It's very subtle. It doesn't come out of the glass.
Yes.
I'll be interested when we put a few drops of water in this and separate it out.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm thinking
as well.
That's going to make a lot. I bet you this is a great little on the rocks whiskey.
I'll bet.
So far, I put this in the green spot category as something that has surprised me to the point where I like it a lot more than I expected to.
Yeah, right. I agree.
You know, I bought this Jefferson's Reserve because I had intended on getting the Jefferson's Ocean.
Yeah. You're still on the waiting list, aren't you?
I'm still on the waiting list, but it seems a little bleak. I think I've got to wait for yet their third release of the Ocean to come out now because the second one, I believe, has gone past.
Oh, okay.
So, what do you say? We refresh this, put a couple drops of water, and see what we can do.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Probably overpoured that quite a bit.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Yeah. Let me add a couple drops here. All right, so let's see what we get out of the water here. It's almost the exact same scent.
Almost.
Almost. It's a little lighter.
Yeah, right. A little softer.
Actually, I can almost feel a little bit more spice to it, but only because it's a little separate. You know, it's like slower
yeah.
sequence of the same scent.
That sweetness is still in the nose, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's very creamy on your tongue
at first.
Oh.
It's smooth. It's creamy.
And then the spice gets even stronger after you swallow it. It comes right back on your tongue.
The spice comes up and it kind of rolls from the back of your tongue up towards the tip.
Yeah.
It's interesting is as you drink it down, the spice, the flavor comes forward.
Yeah, yeah. Prior to that, it's a kind of a sweet, creamy.
Yeah.
And then
it's still very cool.
Yeah, it is. Although that slow, spicy creep on your tongue is rather warm.
It has a certain dryness to it. You know, you almost get that same, like if you're drinking a very dry wine and you drink it down and it dries out your tongue. This does that.
Yeah.
You have a dry finish. Maybe that's where that spice comes from. As it dries out, you get that spicy flavor. You know, what we failed to mention was the color and, you know, the way this looks. It's a very deep...
Oh, it's a wonderful color. A
golden amber.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a classic. This is classic looking. It's, again, has a fancy bottle.
Uh-huh.
But it's, you know, if you're going to sell a premium bourbon,
yeah,
you know, it's got to have a whole package. And this is definitely that. There's...
Right. Very elegant looking.
Yeah.
In almost an 18th century way. Not an Old West, but even prior to, well, Thomas Jefferson.
Yes. I was going to say.
Right around the turn of the 18th.
I could see this. It almost has an old European styling.
Mm-hmm.
It's right. I would say late 18th, 19th century style to it. Where,
well, it's got a picture of Monticello on the front.
Yeah.
So an artist rendering. So.
And you know how fond I am of the Founding Fathers.
Oh, hi. You don't have to tell me.
Exactly.
It's a tough decision. Mm. Would I want to put a drop of water in it? Would I want it neat? I guess it's depending on my mood. I like them both. I like what the water did to it, but I also liked it a lot neat. So I don't have a preference.
I don't either. Right now, I'm kind of a toss between the two. This is so smooth and so tasty. It's very satisfying. I'm very fond of this as a drink.
So am I. Now, the flavor didn't change all that much with the water. It just, the way it strikes
your taste buds. It slowed it down. That's what the way I looked at it. It was like, you get the same flavors, just a little slower.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see how this chills.
And the first sip with the water, because I don't quite get that same feel of the spice creeping forward on my tongue like I did on that very first one. But the very first one was like, wow, yeah, that's really neat. I like that.
As I work my way through, as I struggle to get through this glass of...
I see you laboring.
...of whiskey, I'm, I get a little bit more of the creaminess.
Yeah.
A little bit more of the silk.
Right.
You know, this is...
Especially on input, but after you've swallowed it, that's where the...
Right. But I love this job. It might not pay at all.
Yes, it does. It
pays us in satisfaction. And
it
happiness.
Certainly does. But there's a lot of satisfaction that comes to doing this. And I like, you know, you got to appreciate the kind of brilliance that goes into creating something like this. I mean,
I do try to appreciate them for the works of art that they are.
That's a very... very appropriate term. This is artwork. This is not, you know, people don't realize, you know, oh, you just take some barley and let it rot and you have whiskey. But I don't think it's that simple.
I think
people understand
crafts this to come out
incredible
like
subtleties that go into any, there's very little differences, but they're big differences as you age them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that's slightly more bitter at birth becomes that much different than something that's got a lot more sweetness and a lot more spice to it as it ages.
Right, and it's a big gamble in the aging process because they ultimately really don't know exactly how it's going to come out. There's a whole lot of crafting going on here. This is not the
type of thing that you can take multiple stabs at and understand what sort of result you're going to get. You know, like, you can't get instant results out of this. This is something that you try to do, and you have to let it age, you know, at least, you know, a few years before you start to even get the full character and what it's going to be of how the whiskey's going to turn out. That's the beauty of it, that people have spent hundreds of years trying to perfect their own blends. Imagine the passion somebody has to have to spend a lifetime trying to get this right.
Mm.
You've got to have a certain amount of passion for this. Imagine you're distilling whiskey, and you're letting it age, and you think, I'll never be able to taste this whiskey because it's got to age beyond my lifespan.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And that happens.
Sure.
And it's amazing.
Even whether you're alive or dead, you'll have no effect on it from that point forward.
And right. Exactly. So. That's what I'm saying. It's like you have one chance. You got to put it together right. And you don't know whether you've gotten it right. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is amazing.
I agree with you.
There's brilliance in whiskeys in general. And even the young whiskeys. Like even, I think it's got to age 3 years to be considered a bourbon, or three or five years to be considered a scotch. Yeah. That's still 3 years.
Yeah, that's still an investment. Yeah.
We've been doing this for a year. And, you know, I get more and more amazed as we go on just thinking about it.
Yeah, so do I.
So what we need to do is put a couple rocks in a glass, let it chill, and see if we can come up with something new. Pour a little of this over the ice and see what we get. There you go.
Well, it certainly is, it's cold.
It's definitely cold. It cooled off quickly.
Yeah.
It really mutes the scent. I can barely smell it now.
Well, I'm getting more. I'm still getting the sweetness.
Yeah, but that's all.
That's it. No iodine-y.
No iodine.
No spice, really.
No, nothing at all. It's just sweet and cool.
And cool, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Jim?
That is cold. You know, it's still very smooth.
Remarkably smooth.
Man. It still hits it sweet, and the finish is not as sweet.
I can feel a little bit more tight, a little bit more of the spice there.
On the finish.
On the finish, right. It's smooth. It's silky smooth. I mean, if there's one word I can describe this with, and it is smooth.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a smooth whiskey. This is an easy sipping whiskey.
This is terrific. And again, I don't really have a preference in how I'm going to drink this. I guess it's whether I want something chilled.
This is the first time I haven't had a preference of for any of them. Even a preference or something I don't want. You know what I mean? It's like, not so good on ice. Or, no good.
This is fine chilled. And I could see putting actual ice in it
to
get the benefit of the water and the chill.
Right. I could see that as well. This is as good a whiskey as we've tried. You know, this is, for the money, it's not outrageously expensive.
Yeah.
If you were going to give some, I mean, you know how we like to rate on whether we would give as a gift? I would 100% give this as a gift.
If you're a whiskey drinker, you're going to like it. It's got enough complexity to describe it as though you're drinking a single malt scotch. Price-wise,
it's not a bad value.
Right. I put that with the value of, what did we call the Frontier, the bullet we called it a good value, and I think we called Green Spot a pretty good value.
Green Spot's a good value for the price. I mean, this is a little bit more pricey than those two.
A little bit.
This is like $10 more than those.
But I have to say this is
a little bit better.
Yeah.
Man, I can't give you a direct compare. Very subtle. It's not sugar. It's a sweetness. There's no good direct comparison here.
To go way out into left field, the amber ales that I prefer, the craft brewed ones, have that kind of subtle sweetness to it as well. Not sugary sweet, not overpoweringly sweet.
I believe the phrase is bittersweet.
I think you've used that term when we had one of those ales too.
And that's true, because you and I are like, we didn't used to be like this, but we're almost dead on in the same beers now.
Oh, yeah. You're right. We've said this before.
We were in opposite fields when it came to beer when we first started.
I've been
started
pretty
drinking.
Consistent. I've always liked the amber, especially the amber ale.
Yeah.
And you started out with the stouts and...
No, I started out with the really lights, and then I moved into the fruits, and then I went into the stouts, and then I came back into the ambers, and I've been there ever since.
Yeah.
And this is...
Well, Ben Franklin had something to do with it.
Yeah, but that's not even an amber. I don't know. I don't even know what that is. It's an ale, but it's not a... It's a dark ale.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's a dark ale.
But that and the Fat Ox Ale at the museum still have that type of sweetness to it, that characteristic.
Maybe that's the flavor here, that it's like a molasses.
That might be
but it. But it's not a heavy molasses.
No. It's like a hint of it. Like they put a little bit in.
There's
in
like
with
a little
the
mash. Bit. There's a little bit of everything, but it's not a lot of anything.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's got that spiciness like a cinnamon, but it's not a cinnamon flavor.
Right.
And it's got that creaminess.
And
you
don't really feel that cinnamon until you swallow it.
It's got that silkiness and a creaminess, but it's not like a heavy cream or like a vanilla or...
No, I don't really get the vanilla out of it.
And it's got a... No, I don't. But it's you got a creaminess like that.
Yeah.
You know? And you get a silky smoothness. You get a sweetness. You get a... You get a spice to it. This is like... It's subtly complex.
I'm thinking for a bourbon. You know these better than I do. They're not also complex, are they?
No, bourbons hit you in the face. This one doesn't.
No.
This one just walks up behind you and says, hey, for anyone else. Again, this is a great gift. This is a good whiskey for, you know, a good occasion, mm-hmm. a special occasion. This is a good whiskey for, you know, if you want to, you know, impress your friends with a quality whiskey at a party or something like that. This is definitely that. I think it probably pairs well with almost any food.
You know,
this is not necessarily something you sit out at the fire pit passing around.
No.
But this is definitely something that if you have a nice dinner and you want to settle down and relax and sip some whiskey afterwards, this is a sipping whiskey. This is not a mixing whiskey.
Right.
And you know, it's very top shelf.
Very much. Very much so. No, this one did not disappoint at all. I have to tell you, the two bourbons now that I've had with you, far and away, are terrific. This one, clearly, the better of the two.
Yes, we're definitely two for two. They're two special bourbons.
Very much so. And now you gave me the Weiser's. I can't wait to get into that.
Weiser's? Right? But, that Weiser's is fantastic. I cannot wait to do a Weiser's podcast and really get into the tastes and the subtleties on that.
Right. Well, we can move that to the head of the line. That could be next. Oh, no, wait. No, we had a better thought.
We had our...
Because we're both going to Mexico at different times, different ends of January.
Absolutely.
I'm going at the beginning, you're going at the end. I've got the Belveni Caribbean case.
So I think that would be apropos.
We should do that next. That's the head of the line. We'll save the Weiser's
for when
we get back.
We'll save the Weiser's for after, you know. This is a great bottle of whiskey.
Yes, it is.
I'm recommending this to any and everyone.
Yeah.
This is a great bottle of whiskey to teach somebody what whiskey should taste like.
Yeah.
This is a great bottle of whiskey is a gift. It's a great bottle of whiskey to sit around and relax to. Mm. This is something to keep on your top shelf. That's what I was mentioning. Jefferson Reserve is America's Scotch.
Very well put. I like that.
I like that too. I think we're also pretty much done here, Jim.
Absolutely, yeah. And so Jefferson's Reserve.
This is something to savor. It's a great bottle of whiskey. So,
all right. So we'll be back sometime in January. Thank you very much for listening.
And I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And I'm Jacob.
And this is
Hopscotch World.